at the end of your life? What will be your legacy? What will you leave behind for future generations? For the world, join the world messenger, Isabella Lundberg. Each week as she brings you a new distinguished guest from the business, sports, or entertainment world to share their success, their struggles, and their lessons. They will share their insights into current hot topics that affect everyone. Isabella facilitates an intimate, vulnerable environment to find the true value of humanity and real leadership. Are you ready for your legacy? The legacy that matters?
Is inclusive leadership and organizational transformation possible? And if so, how is this going to impact you today as well as tomorrow? Hello, hello, my beautiful friends. It's Isabella Lundberg here, the World Messenger, and I'm inviting you for another epic episode of Legacy Leader Show. This topic has been really buzzing, and specifically, not only through my Forbes article that I shared a few weeks ago, as well as obviously my post on LinkedIn. And it's interesting to see some great comments when people feel connected and understood what they are truly going through right now. And I want to make sure that you also understand how we can help you and your team and your organization. And our team that I'm going to be sharing today, it's quite a bit relatable. And I want to make sure you are taking full advantage of that. Because right now, I know that AI is driving a lot of things and not everybody feels on board. Not everybody feels in control. And frankly, not everybody agrees what is happening. How is this going to then change what is going on with you personally? Let me kind of go a little bit through this and share some few things that I understand. First of all, yes, we deal with some increased complexities more than ever. Obviously, we have more than ever on our plate as the leaders that we are responsible for. And in fact, facing these extraordinary challenges also not only help us to build an organization that is going to be thriving today, but also reality of what is really going to happen tomorrow, how this uncertainty is going to create the necessary stability. So this is the conversation I wanted to have in this episode, because based on the demand, and I want to open this dialogue and create opportunity for also for us to think about it. And what are we putting ourselves into? Where we are putting our efforts? What's working? What is not? And how do we know that, right? So obviously, more than ever, we also need to look at how things are reshaping in the dialogue that we all have to have, which is around obviously artificial intelligence. If we're not taking in consideration the rise of AI or artificial intelligence in present moment is going to continue, specifically going to impact leaders and leadership teams more than ever, it's very crucial to understand that we have to harness its potential, either we like it or not, and be able to navigate things more inclusively, be able to also be more empowered, and frankly, be able to drive much more meaningful transformation. We know that transformation requires long-term strategy, commitment, and plan. How do you do that when you can't even get and navigate inclusivity in terms of sit down and dialogue with people that should have a seat at the table, right? And that cannot happen, obviously, without empowering others. So now question is that everybody is asking, and it's going to really be a matter how you're going to approach it, is the rise of AI creating more opportunities or more challenges? And I have to say, depends on organization and frankly, depends on leaders as well as their team and talent. So now we have opportunity to look at things from multiple different perspectives. Because right now, obviously, AI is not anymore just a buzzword. It's going to be here for, it's going to stay, and it's advancing rapidly. A lot of organizations are seen as obviously as a tremendous opportunity, but that we know every opportunity comes with some of the challenges. If we're not addressing the challenges that needs to be addressed and not being the catalyst for the business model evolution and decision-making and obviously operational efficiency, this is going to hinder. Because technological advancement itself, we know how much of technology is out there, but that's not even utilized, 10, 15, 20%. Imagine throwing billions of dollars and never capitalize on what is available and what's possible. Because that proves my point, or technology alone does not have the value as much the value of how it's that technology being utilized. how many users, how effective, how good processes are, and frankly, how is this going to impact operations, and frankly, the bottom line, how the clients are going to be served, right? But obviously, challenges that are coming there is because not many are prepared for inclusive change. Yes, you hear me right. If we're making just change on top with very few stakeholders in that dialogue and conversation with nobody else fully understanding, first of all, why we're doing what we're doing, do you think it's going to go well? Of course not. So we're better than that. We can do much more effective way. We can understand that is vital to have the technology. We can understand that is so also very important distinction between those two, because technology does not equal transformation. Just by implementing new technologies, that doesn't mean you are fostering organizational transformation. So what that really needs to happen and what needs to change is a leadership posture. How are we obviously going through either automation, how we are leveraging data, how we're collecting that information, what cultural norms we're fostering, how we're embracing diversity and inclusion in true essence across the organization, and how is this coming across to key stakeholders outside of organization, specifically the customers, right? And then also we have to really look at, are we leading with innovation and inclusivity? If we're not, that is a tremendous opportunity to fix and tremendous opportunity to make immediate change. And let me tell you why. Because intersection of AI inclusive leadership is never being so crucial. You can't really separate them. So if it's a leadership encouraging diverse perspectives, right, and creates inclusive environment for team and talent to operate, it's also very important to look at things, where can some things be automated, what processes are working, how is data coming to all together, what types of insights are there, and how we are as a result, obviously leveraging and tapping our own individual emotional intelligence, as well cultural nuances. And then how we're leveraging that from the not only individual contributors, but now from the team and overall organizations, right? So this is really important where the leaders must step in. Question is, how many of you are visible? How many of you are known? How many of you are seen, heard? How many of you are also available to answer the questions? Because you were, guess what? Role of leaders right now to drive this inclusivity is twofold. One is to democratize access to information, which is essential. Unless it's transparent, if it's less known, it's not going to be effective. It's going to backfire, right? And the other one is to provide leaders with deeper insight into what employees or your talent or team needs. If you don't have a pulse, what your talent will need, if you don't have also visibility and sense of urgency and credibility and truly fully understanding, then it's going to create more confusion, more delaying, and less actualizing of true potential and its value. And how this kind of shows for you as a leader is going to show based on how well you're going to be able to make those decisions. First of all, are you making the right decisions? Are you enabling leaders to correct the course? Are you allowing others to quickly fail and fastly addressed? Because obviously, everybody is kidding themselves if they think that AI can make decision. You can ask, what would you do in these circumstances, in this scenario? But ultimately, every leader and the leadership team collectively needs to make those decisions. And it has to interpret the data points, and then actions, so that you really have a full sense of what is coming, what is happening, and also anticipate your future need. So that's where things kind of get a little bit more complicated, because I see pattern here that a lot of gaps in inclusion and also for those right insight. Because more employees are specifically you and your teams are able to gain the feedback or receive the feedback or provide the feedback. More voices that are typically unheard are heard and visible and be able to participate better solution and not only better choices, buying you're going to receive, but ultimately, frankly, you're going to have a much better processes and as a result, completely different outcomes. So what I'm finding, and I can't stress enough how important it is to limit, obviously, lack of visibility, lack of accountability, and frankly, lack of responsibility. Because that is where the magic is for every single one of you who wants to step in more and take those actions and create policies that emphasize specifically on that inclusivity. We're seeing, and we're going to continue to see a lot of more regulations in different industries. We're going to be seeing a lot of push for different things. And you're going to be also seeing what is possible with some of your competitors. Are you left out of the dust, or you are able to catch up or maybe even get ahead? And it's not about who, like a gold rush, who got up first to the gold mine. It's truly about also a long marathon and strategic approach. But if you start things correctly, if you have a right foundation, if you're having also a right baseline, guess what? Everything else will just naturally effectively fall in place. So enhancing leadership process beyond the global technologies or company with technology integrations is going to be the key. Leveraging those analytics, be able to engage, be able to understand and identify the patterns and see what's working, what is not. Be able to also have the right decision-making processes that are being previously overlooked. I can't stress that enough. I'm being in these scenarios already this year with several of our clients. And a lot of times when we are not actually working together, when we still operate in silos, I had literally one of the clients buying same solution just from different vendor from the different departments. And guess what? Now both of those vendors are involved for completely now different prioritization. And it doesn't look good from the leadership standpoint. You don't want to have too many cooks in the kitchen. You also don't want to be able to not know what others are doing and how what are you trying to achieve is actually hindering or actually enhancing of overall overarching goal and objective. And if you don't have that ready, guess what? Is going to definitely show, and this is going to demoralize your team. It's going to demoralize your talent and the performance. And frankly, that is going to create more headaches than it's necessary. So again, make sure that you are visible, that you're leading and implementing new policies accordingly, that you are offering inclusive meetings and inclusive conversations, that you are also feeling like everybody on your team, all your talent members are felt empowered. They have to feel that way. They also have to be understanding that they can contribute regardless of their backgrounds, because ultimately everybody can bring something valuable to the table. And more of those conversations and those cultural shifts are happening, you'll be amazed, I guarantee you, how quick results you are going to see. And isn't it amazing that just by allowing, having more of that transparent, deeper inclusivity, it's going to move needles, not only quicker, better, but the most important thing is it's going to sustain it, right? And also wanted to quickly talk about also how important is the human aspects of the age of AI. Right now, so many are still freaking out and worried implications that AI is going to have on their roles, on their teams, on their payroll, on their dynamics, what's going to be obsolete and who's going to be replaced and who is not going to be replaced. And it's so interesting how we can mistake over relaying AI and considering of those implications are going to really affect that human element. And we all know, no matter how great technology is, human touch, human element, no technology is going to ever take away. How can we leverage it, enhance it, support it, reinforce it? I think it's also very important for leadership to take away these biases, to reinforce those biases and to be able to ensure teams that feels not only valued, included, but frankly also given the reins so that the transformation, that long-term commitment can occur, right? And something else I wanted to really stress out, how important it is for leaders and their teams to inspire and embrace AI and foster this continuous learning. None of us, when AI just came out, when it started being leveraged and utilized across the board, none of us were expert right away. So it's very important for leaders to dive in and experiment and learn and be the ones also who are fostering the learning and then allowing others. And also really be able to leverage, again, insights of performance and data, or in some cases, lack of the performance, right? So when we look at from that perspective, I also want to make sure that it's always there going to be some digging deeper for these seen and unseen contributors, as well also external factors that can create a different perception of what's working and what it's not. And when you have the data, data is going to be your best friend that's going to help you with that. In addition to that, even though you have all this great technology, great data, what is missing? Leaders might add context. You can't have that done with just technology. You also have to have empathy and compassion and frankly, tremendous action, right? So when you have that done, then you're really ready to lead with that cultural transformation, with this holistic approach that I'm talking about, that is going to not only require from others to adopt new technologies, but also reshape organizational mindsets and make magic happen. It's going to also allow us to really see how performance is going to be evaluated, how our performance is going to be impacted. But I can tell you, organizations that are already leading with integrity and transparency are seeing tremendous results, and you can too. So question is how you want to then address that imbalance, how you want to then empower employees to engage, and how you're going to continue to foster a culture of equity and continuous improvement beside a continuous learning, right? And then something that for everybody to really think about is that right now, what we're doing, we're literally shaping the future of leadership in the age of AI. And question is now that diversity, learning, and accountability is going to get disseminated across all levels within an organization. But the best part I wanted to tell you, what's important is that leaders must not only have technological adoption, but also emotional intelligence, cultural awareness, and more than ever, deep commitment to inclusivity. That is when we find those innovative, transformative solutions. And as a result, as leaders, we cannot replace that human connection and empathy that I was mentioning earlier. So that way, it's just going to be amplified more. And it's going to create much more sense of belonging, much more sense of cohesion and cooperation and collaboration. And as a result, a less conflict, less issues, less chaos, and less ineffective change. So success in this new era is going to not only be measured by AI implementation alone, is going to be measured how well we elevate, empower, and impact those around us. So I want you to really take that to the heart and test it. And I cannot wait to see what results you and your team are going to be able to make it. And I just want to make sure in closing that, again, I strongly believe that AI offers tremendous solution for every single one of us. And it's also unprecedented opportunities, not only to transform our leadership individually and as a team, but also overall organizational culture. And question is, are you truly ready to benefit from it? Are you also having the right mindset and specifically for your leaders and leadership team? And are you focusing on right things, such as building that inclusivity, adaptability, and resilience that every single individual, team, and organization need more than ever. So cheers on that. And I cannot wait to see, hear your results and how you're going to be leveraging AI more efficient and more empowerment way. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Legacy Leader Show. If you enjoyed the content and had a positive experience, then please leave us a positive rating. In addition, leave us a positive review whenever you are listening on whatever platform there might be. Make sure your friends and family also know about the benefit and value that we provide and what we have to offer. Cheers.